Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, April 14th, 1941, and the title is Work and Win. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
And a hearty high of silver, the Lone Ranger rides again. Unknown hero of the greatest legend of the West. His face was masked. No one could guess the inspiration for his life and self-sacrifice, but everyone paid tribute to his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness. Here was a champion of right against might, the symbol of American justice and American democracy, the Lone Ranger. Mustang Mag closed the door of the Lone Ranger's sick room behind her, and then walked across the living room and out on the porch of the ranch house. Old Missouri was sitting on the bottom step.
How is he, man?
Oh, I think he's a little stronger. Hard to tell, but he's getting some sleep now, and that ought to help.
He'll go to the hills. There's a couple of hombres riding this way.
One of them's an Indian.
One of them's Tonto.
Yep, they can't mistake that pain.
And that's a scout riding with him. What are we going to do?
They sure burning the wind.
This means trouble, man.
Oh, how do you know? Draw rein on that imagination of yours and wait till they get here. There's no call to jump to conclusions.
I always say forewarned is forearmed.
Missouri, if you don't stop crying before you hurt,
don't you throw that at me.
Oh, God.
You're aiming to throw something. I can see it in your eyes.
Oh, I'd like to pull the house at you. That man is torn away from around here.
That's what I say. It means trouble.
And he got one thing right anyhow. He's dressed like a scout.
Injuns, Mag. He's come to warn us the Apaches are on the warpath. They'll burn us out. By night, you'll be stuck for air like a pincushion. Then you'll be sorry for the way you treated me.
Howdy! Never can tell nothing from Tonto's face.
You'll be sorry for me, man.
Oh, but that stuff full of arrows. I won't waste any time being sorry for you. What's up, Tonto?
Me bring scouts from wagon train.
Oh, welcome, stranger.
Howdy, ma'am. I'm Jim Carson.
Well, they call me Mustang Mag. What's on your mind?
Well, ma'am, I'm guiding a big wagon train of immigrants to the Santa Clara Valley. That's most 300 miles from here to the west. Government just opened that land to the settlers.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
There's close to 150 wagons. It's quite a sight.
And Tonto, I reckon your masked friends will be powerful glad to see you, Jim.
Jim wake now?
Well, he's been sleeping. But I ain't a doubt that he's woke up with hearing all that's been going on here. If he ain't awake, he'll want to be. He's writing me notes to let him see you any time you get here.
He go in the house now. Take message to friend.
Tonto.
You not speak. Tonto may talk. You write note. Me go, like you say, find settler on way to west. Them want to ride through this valley.
All right.
That good. You write message. Tonto read it.
Cousins, we're all going to be guided by whatever the Lone Ranger tells Tonto. You see, you folks on the wagon train may be all right, but, well, dead rat it all, we don't want a wagon trail to run through here.
There's no reason why it should, Mag. This valley isn't under direct route to California. It's the shortest way to Santa Clara, but there's...
But there may be a heap more folks going to Santa Clara. We can't let a trail get started.
Now look, Meg. Think of all the folks in the wagon train. Women, kids, old men. It's dangerous to go south of the ridge. You wouldn't want things to happen to those folks, would you?
I don't know. I ain't going to say. Here's Tonto. What's the long way to say, Tonto?
Him right now.
Let me see.
Does he know of the wagon train?
Oh, sure he knows. He's been kept to dive the things, and he has ways of looking ahead for what might happen. Here. Right, that I'm to go see Miller of La Bar M Range. He's head of the cattlemen around here. After seeing Miller, we speak with Farnsworth.
Farnsworth? Well, who's he?
Well, he's the head of the homesteaders in this section. Hey, old Mr.
Yes?
Get Betty saddled up for me.
Why speak to Miller and Farnsworth?
I'll tell you why, Jim Carson. If they don't object to your going through here, it's all right. But if they do object, and I'll bet mine that they will, then you've got plenty of fighting on your hands.
I'll go with you.
Good enough. What about you, Tonto?
He stays here.
Think when you see our sick friend.
And still plenty sick. Tonto, not happy.
There ain't no question about him getting well, is there?
Me not know. Tonto stay watch friend for time.
Come on, Carson. I reckon we better go and follow the Lone Ranger's orders.
But Mr. Mill,
there's no buts about it. My answer is no. Our herds graze right down to the river. What's to stop those emigrants from cutting out all the scenes they want? They can get their fresh beef somewhere else.
There are those emigrants ain't seen.
And how are we going to check? There's been no spring roundup yet, and there's no count on the herds. And that reminds me. You'd want to follow the river through the valley, wouldn't you?
Well, that'd be most convenient.
Sure, 150 wagons. Mag, they'd break down all the earthworks we built against the spring flood. The river's rising already. If the banks all trampled down, the whole valley might get flooded.
But we promised not.
My answer is no, and nothing's going to change.
Oh, it's no use arguing, Carson. He's a cattleman, and the immigrants are farmers. That means we're fighting against the law for prejudice.
The masked man wouldn't give up so easy.
I'm not giving up. We'll try Farnsworth. You wouldn't have no objection if the train went down the homesteader side of the river, would you, Miller?
That's up to them. On this side, they don't set a foot.
Come on, Carson.
No, we got more to lose in the ranches. What's the loss of a few head of cattle compared to losing our winter wheat? Be like an army marching through. I'll back Miller's play with all the guns we got.
If they follow the river down...
It'll be worse. Smash down the bank so our fields will be flooded. We can't grow rice in this climate.
Well, there's a road...
You've got my answer, Mag. We'll guard that pass night and day. They'll have to fight to get through, and they can't win.
Jim Carson and Mag were silent as they returned to the ranch where Tonto waited with the Lone Ranger. Missouri was on the porch as the couple rode up.
I can tell what's happened. You didn't get nowhere at all, did you, Mag?
Miller and Farnsworth were sure stubborn.
Now I don't know what we can do.
Now don't you give up yet, Carson. By Juniper, the Lone Ranger has something working in his head. He's been writing questions to Tonto.
What sort of questions?
I don't know. Tonto come out one time and asked me how high the spring waters in the river was.
Yes, Dad.
Yep. And then he asked if the water wasn't higher than it had been in other years. I don't know what he's wanting that information for.
Lone Ranger, you must realize that the only hope for the people I'm guiding is to go through here.
I reckon he's aware of that all right now, cousin.
Seems he must have also known what the answer from Farnsworth and Miller would be.
I reckon so.
But what's he figuring to do?
Oh, Tonto. That's all Ranger says.
What's your friend say?
Farnsworth and Miller? They say no. Wagons not to be allowed through the valley.
You tell wagons to come
through this valley?
That's right.
Yeah, but that'll only start a shooting match. Does the Lone Ranger know that?
Over still, Missouri.
But grab it. Now Farnsworth and Miller and all the rest know the wagons are coming. They'll be organized and ready for them. If you hadn't said nothing, maybe the wagons could have got through the valley before the folks got organized to fight them.
We may have made a mistake.
By ginger, I wonder if the Lone Ranger wanted the folks here to be organized.
Missouri.
All right, I'm keeping still.
Tell them come through valley. Me stay here.
You heard him, Carson. Go on now, bring your folks through.
I don't savvy why the Lone Ranger was so doggone interested in the high water in the mountain streams.
Oh, here, message.
For me?
You read it.
Let me see that.
He asked for more details about the high water.
The Lone Ranger know this part country plenty good.
Hey, by thunder, this sure makes the whole plan of the Lone Ranger sound more mysterious than ever.
Well, how's that?
He says that the immigrants will be needed here. They'll earn their passage through the valley.
Earn it? Well, how?
Hang if I know, but he says they'll be needed. So get riding, Jim Carson. Go on, bring them here.
There's the pass.
I don't see nothing of the river you were talking about.
You won't till you get on the other side. The river flows west to east across the valley, then cuts north or gets beyond the reef.
I'm not interested in the river. What I'm worried about is what else you'll find on the other side of the reef.
I don't know.
There's going to be trouble. I can feel it.
Miss Benson, you've heard of the Lone Ranger, haven't you?
I've heard of him, all right. I've heard that he can't help it.
He told me to bring you here.
I don't blame Carrie for being worried, though. You also told us what the ranchers and your farmer said. We ain't looking for any fight, Carson.
And if we had to turn back, we'll have lost 6 feet. We'll have gone most 100 miles out of our way.
I'm putting my feet in the Lone Ranger. Pull those wagons along. Stay through the pass. Keep them going, boys.
Well, Farnsworth, did you get my message?
Sure did. I brought 50 men with me.
Bill spotted them an hour ago. That means you'll be coming through the pass any minute.
And it means we can't waste any time.
How are your boys fixed for ammunition?
Got their cartridge belts all loaded.
If they need any more, I'll tell them to see Bill.
Well, let's get going. If they get a chance to make a circle inside the valley, they can stand us off a long time. We got to stop them while they're still in single file.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Wondering about what? They're trying to force their way through the valley after we told them not to. They're looking for a fight.
Keno. What's more, they won't be disappointed.
Into your saddles, men!
Oh, we're riding for the pass. When you see those ferry schooners, open fire on them!
Ranchers and settlers combined to ride against the oncoming immigrants. Meanwhile, Tonto sat with the Lone Ranger.
I come pretty soon now. Not bad.
Paper.
Yeah. You're right.
Water. High.
Water plenty high. You right. Tonto read it. And Tonto do what you say.
Hurry up, Miss Joey. For mercy's sake, get them horses saddled.
I am as fast as I can.
I hope to goodness the Lone Ranger has some suggestion for Tonto.
Tonto's coming on the run from the house.
How is?
Me ride. You see high water. Make sure water plenty high.
That's thunder. More rain are coming.
Well, then I'll rain.
You go lead Rancher to river. Try and not let them fight.
Us? Stop a fight? Well, we can't.
Now, help, Missouri. We'll do them up a toll.
Get them up, Skull.
Come on, Missouri.
They're coming. That thunderstorm is coming plenty quick.
Never mind the thunder. Look yonder. There comes the horror of the pack.
My sheets. Must be 200 men riding there.
Come on. Look ahead. There's the wagon train.
And Jim Carson.
Beyond
car, that's
all. Shoot up lots of innocent people.
You can't do it.
Mag, we told you in Carson's how we felt. We don't even have our orders disobeyed.
But you can't
Carson's
do it.
Carson's riding this way. What's it mean, Mag? Why is he heading the wagon south?
I'll tell you why.
Hey!
Oh, my sakes alive. I don't see no way for this to end without guns.
I'm thinking the wagons are heading through. And if you men open fire, we'll fire back.
Well, we'll open fire plenty. Mag, you get out of our way.
Mag, you're starting to ring. And maybe
we tell the story. Story, you've got to listen.
This ain't no place for a woman.
Put up your guns, all of you.
Not a chance. Have the bridle of the horse, Ben.
No!
Get Carson from Missouri. All three of them. Take him prisoner.
Now to continue our story. Both Carson's and Missouri were roped hand and foot. Mustang Mag's horse was led toward the rear. But just as Miller and Farnsworth turned their attention to the wagon train, they heard her cry out.
Lay your hands on me, I'll break you down. It's coming from the center to the wagon, you'll cry out.
Look, she's loose. She's heading back here.
Just as if we didn't have enough trouble.
I'll get your trouble and more than your pardon, sir.
You'll only get hurt, Mag.
know how we feel about that wagon train, and nothing's going to change our minds.
You two got any respect for the Lone Ranger?
Now, that's a fine question to ask.
Of course we have. Well, what's he got to do with this?
You'll hear about it if you give me a chance to speak.
A chance? There's nobody that could stop you talking when you set your mind to it.
Come on, out with it, Maggie.
First thing, you better take these old dog cops.
Me too.
Might get better when you're tied up. You don't get in the way.
I'm tired, man.
What about the old ranger?
Now listen, everybody. It was him that sent for these immigrants to come here. He said they could earn their rights across the valley.
That's what it is. Better tell us how before we open fire.
There'll be no gunfighting today.
Hurry up.
I couldn't figure out what he meant myself for a long time. And then just a little while ago, he told me to lead you all to the river.
Ranchers, farmers, and immigrants.
We'll have no trust with them. Here's one of the wagons coming this way. I'll show them.
Miller!
Stand out from in front of me.
Not when you lower that rifle. There's a woman driving.
There's a man with her.
You need their help. You need the help of every one of these immigrants. The women are so bad, they'll attack us, and the men are filling us dirt.
You said the river.
It's rising, but we got the earthwork still plenty high.
Well, all right, you don't think so. Look behind you. There's Chicago coming. He's coming back to where the masked men sent him.
Do we have to clear out?
No, we need you. And don't say we told him. I know you either, Farnsworth. We need everybody in the valley.
He's talking like we're in for a flood.
You can feel this rain, can't you? You can feel it sting and bite into your face. The wind is driving and it comes from the mountains. Maybe there's more rain now. Maybe it's going to be... What should I guess about it? Tonto can tell us. Is it going to be a flood?
Plenty bad. All stream and mountain run high. Soon river flow over bank, flood valley. Time you go to work.
To the river, men!
Something you ain't got no taste for. They're gonna work, building up the levee. Can we help? Yes, sure can. I'll lead you to the river. All you folks in the wagon train are gonna earn your rights across the valley just like the Lone Ranger said. There's only one thing I'm hoping.
What?
That there'll be a valley left to cross when the flood's over. Follow me!
Trying to do some digging. You take it easy for a while.
Well, it's a pleasure digging this soil. It's kind of bad.
Hurting this old kid out, mister. You didn't make a mistake coming to the west. We're sure glad you come to this valley, in spite of all we've done to stop you.
Why shouldn't we, Sam? We had an invitation from the Lone Ranger.
Yeah, it's him we gotta thank.
That's the ranch house where he stands?
Yeah, that's it. That's Tonto's taking care of.
Looks like the Indians coming this way now.
Hope he ain't bringing any bad news.
I thought the man Sam was getting better.
Some, maybe.
Hey, you know, that ranch house is powerful close to the river. If your levee should give way...
You don't have to tell me, Simpson. Where's Tonto at now?
He's heading for that spot where Carson and Miller are working.
Down by the river, eh?
Down by the river.
I sure hope it ain't bad news. Hand me another bag. I'll find it here. I'll stop.
Hello, Tonto. Is the last man all right?
Him send me find a work roll.
It's a good thing we saw the one we did. Show the old earth what's now.
Take a look for yourself, Tonto.
What do you think?
Oh, I just sent message for you. You work, you win.
Yes, sirree. Come on, Carson.
Bring him up here.
After dark, the bridge was carried away, but men and materials had already been divided between the two banks. The great timbers smashed against the earthworks. The ranchers, farmers, and immigrants worked frantically to repair the break, and the moment of danger was past. Midnight, a final flash of thunder and a last jagged streak of lightning streaked the sky. Then the rain stopped, but the river continued to rise, minute by minute, hour by hour. Now, as the levee broke, a great wall of water would sweep across the valley. Haggard and weary, but without any thought of rest, the men fought desperately. Still, the river kept rising. At 4 o'clock, Miller called Farnsworth and Carson, and the three of them headed for Mustang Mag.
You're looking for more bags. This is the last of them, Miller.
Yeah, I know. They've been using sod for the last hour on the lower stretches.
What you come here for? What's the matter? You ain't giving up, are you?
Madge, flesh and blood can stand just so much. The men are all in.
No, you can't give up.
Well, we're not doing that yet. The river's gaining on us all the time. I figured it out just now. One more hour and it'll catch up with us.
Yeah, it's bound to.
We'll work that hour. We'll stay here till the bitter end. But that don't go for you.
You don't catch me quitting ahead of time. I'm going down there and get a shovel.
There's more important work for you.
What do you mean?
We all got horses. We can run before the flood and get to the hill safe. It's all right for us to stay another hour, but you...
Merrick,
it's your ranch that'll be first hit. But no ranger's there. He's wounded bad. You can't move him fast. You've got to stop now.
All right. Missouri!
Yeah?
Bring Becky over. You and me are riding for the ranch. We're going to save the old ranger.
Bring Becky, Missouri. Get you up and bring her around the front. As soon as you do that, come on inside and help to move you.
Right!
Yeah, I hear that little wrong from here. Oh, I've got to save him. There's got to be time. Tonto, is it? Oh, you're weak, Miss Man. I'm glad of that, but we can't let you stay here.
What matter?
The men are wore out. They figure they can work for a little while longer, but then they'll have to quit. We've got to move the mask now while there's still time.
It's plenty bad moving now.
I know that as well as you do. We haven't got any choice, though. The door is bring around the spring wagon. We'll carry him out to it, cop low. We'll drive real slow. We ought to make the hills in half an hour, and then he'd be out of danger. Tonto, he's trying to say something.
Not right.
Oh, mister, we wouldn't be giving up like this if we didn't have to. There's nothing you can say to change that.
You listen.
No, we're taking into the hills. The flood's going to sweep over the whole valley. The hills are the only place where it'll be safe. Tonto, he doesn't know what he's saying. This is one time you've got to reason with him and make him see that he's wrong.
Kimosabe.
Tonto understand. Tonto take you to the river.
But you can't. You can't.
Them work. Them win.
You mean there's still a chance?
Still a chance.
Work. Win.
Wagon round so him can see river. Then Tonto light big fire so all men can see Lone Ranger. You ride, tell him, work, win.
We've got to now. Come on, Missouri.
Ourselves together. But if you're asking us to fight for the Lone Ranger, there's only one answer. Back to the river, man!
River go down now. That good. River not go down. All over.
Silver?
Silver come stand beside you. River not go down. Men get way all right. Tonto, Silver, stay here with you.
No.
Tonto, Silver, stay.
Take the bullet down!
Oh!
Pass the one along! Take the bullet
down! Oh! You hear that, Kimasabi? You right, once more. Them want to give up, you not let them. River go down, valley save. You listen. All happy now. Silver think time to ride way. Him not understand. Maybe soon, Silver. Maybe soon.
To do both. Put it there, Miller.
I want to thank you.
And please, you got nothing to thank me for. I was all for quitting like the rest of you. It was the last man kept us walking.
You have
and there we are, the Lone Ranger and Tonto and Silver. They can hear us from here. What do you say we didn't know how to feel about it? I'm calling for 3 cheers for the Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed, and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.